Alrighty, so we're lucky enough to have Remy Pelletier-Roy with us right from Glasgow at the Commonwealth Games, where he pulled off a fabulous podium today, the bronze in the men's scratch race. And just have one word for you, Remy. That's formidable. It's incredible. Great race, and we're so happy for you and the team. And how does it feel to be on the podium for Canada at the Games?
Yeah, I'm pretty happy too, and as you said, I think for the team it's a pretty good achievement. We came here, the track program, with big goals, and I think getting a medal was probably like the race we were hoping for, and getting the last race was kind of a last chance to do it, so I'm pretty happy to put that on the boards for us as a program and for myself for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We were rooting for you guys, and of course, you had some close calls coming up to today, but you kind of pulled the rabbit out of the hat, as they say. And you know, we were just talking a minute about your career in cycling, and I was saying that I know you mostly as a road racer, but obviously the track is a big part of your training and your capabilities. Tell us a little bit about your history in the track, and so we learn a little bit more about you.
Yeah, sure. I came pretty late to cycling, like at 19, because I was down with skiing before, and then got into road racing, and I came pretty late, so my skills were not as great as other people. So my coach told me, oh, maybe you should go a little bit on the track, because maybe it's more like pure force and pure endurance and all that stuff. So went to the track, and then it increased my skills, and I always kept racing on the road, because I think it's good training for us. It's the best way to get endurance and then race tactics, and there's more, a little bit more opportunity to race on a daily basis on the road, because more racing, more team, probably more funding to some extent. So yeah, I've always pushed the road type, but for me, always been being a set to my track objective. My lifetime objective is to get to Rio in 2016. If that's going to happen, I'm going to be on the track. So that's my big, big priority. But I still need to have a good road team, good calendar to get racing and bring my fitness level to another level. So it's a bit the way I see things. And for sure, when I get opportunity, like being at Nationals a couple weeks ago, getting the KTM title was good for me, good for my road team, and then when I can go, I go as hard on the road as I do on the track, but for sure today, I'm super happy because it fits more my long-term objective for sure.
Yeah, it's a very special victory for you and for the team. I mean, the Games, of course, is one of the top events in the world and in the sport. And interesting to hear you talk about your road, career and the track simultaneously. Because I mean, I just spoke to Jasmine earlier today, Jasmine Glazer, and she's also had big success on both the road and the track. And of course, Zach Bell, a big career in the track, and he was the road champion a couple of years ago, I guess. So it's really it really shows that the skill set is transferable, and you're capable of excelling at both. It's really quite a testimony to your talent. Tell us about
yeah, as you said, I think both complete each other. I think the speed, the endurance you can get on the track is transferable to the road, and then what you get on the road you can use on the track. I think for the endurance side of it. So I think, Zach, Jason, and all the girls, and I think everyone is at a good place on the road too, which is, all the guys, you look at Team Pursuit, these guys, like some of them have rode the tour, some of them have won the tour in France. So for sure, you can't just think about doing track without doing any road. So maybe you don't have to be that world-class level on the road, but at an extent, you need to be at least competitive world-class on the road.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. We were did a story on Steve Bauer, and he's taking a position at the track, the new Milton track. And, you know, we were just talking about things, and we got some old photos of him on the track with Gord Singleton from way back, you know. So it's really kind of a testimony, like you're saying, and it's at all levels, and it's been going on for years. And it's great to see, and you're able to pull it off today, and it's so wonderful. So tell us about the race, because you made a break, an important break, and you were in a small group, and I noticed you were in fourth or third, and then of course you were able to take the medal. Just walk us through a little bit the race so we know how it went.
Yeah, sure. I mean, the first race was 20K, so 80 laps, and then for sure, we knew people would try to get a lap, because then it reduced the group against which we have to sprint. And then I think about the halfway mark, just before that, I went with an Australian, New Zealand, and I was a man guy. Like, so we were four going across to get a lap. Two other people joined us, so in the end we were six that get a lap on the peloton. And then, I mean, the teammates of these people put us such a hard pace that two of these guys that took a lap with us got dropped. So in the end, there were only four of us in the peloton that had a lap ahead. So basically, all I had to do is to beat someone in the sprint in these four people to get a medal. So and it happens I was pretty well positioned. Zach Bell helped me a lot positioning myself. He was leading me through the bunch, and that really helped me a lot. And then when it came down 10 to go, speed was so high, like I just stayed at the same pace that I was all the way for the last 10 laps. And with one lap to go in the last 200 meters, I finally passed one of the four guys that was one of the three guys that was ahead of me, and then got the bronze that way.
Fantastic! It's got to be a lot of pressure at that moment, and you came through. And it's a big day for Canada. I think you know maybe that Leah Kirchmann, she was got the bronze at La Course, and
yeah, exactly. That was a good day for us.
Yeah, and Tori Nyhaug got the silver at the Worlds, and you know, so pretty special day for the country. And so
it's really nice to see the flag all over the world in cycling. I think we're getting up there pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's great to see. There's a lot of talent across the board. We just got an email as well from Cycling Canada that there was medals in the para cycling as well. So
for sure, that's an important part.
Yeah. So so what happens for you now? Are you in the road race coming up?
I didn't get to you, but I think you asked about what's coming next.
Yes.
I'll be here for all next week, waiting for the road race on Sunday.
Yep.
So I'll recover by then and be the best teammate I could. I can be for either Zwayne or Will or even Zach for Sunday. For the road race, it's going to be a really, really hard race. I think there will be a lot of disparity in the field, like guys like Wiggins or like, you know, guys super, super strong, maybe guys at another level, so
sure.
I'll just try to help the best I can, and I think just have a good shot at that race too. So.
Yeah, very good. Well, we're going to be cheering for you guys and hoping. Of course, the mountain bike is coming up next, and we're going to be hoping our team. We got some strong hitters there as well. So,
for sure, I'm pretty sure we'll get a medal in mountain biking too. So,
yeah, there's definitely a strong chance there. We're definitely thinking the same way. After the games, Remy, what happens for you?
I'm going on vacation with 10 days with my family, because it's been a while, I didn't take any breaks since the last 2 years. So,
very good.
A little bit of vacation plan, and then our next big race will be Pan Am Championships in September.
Yep.
I'll be the first time I'll race the Omnium towards the next Olympic cycle, so, and we'll do the team pursuit as well. So it's really a big meeting for us. This is the start of the Olympic qualification, so
yep.
Team pursuit is our big goal, so we'll give it all that day.
Well, you've really put a nice brick in the wall for the sport, for the team, and I think it's your first games, correct?
I've done Pan games, but yeah, it's first major game.
Your first Commonwealth games, and nice to have a medal on your debut, eh?
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Very good. Well, listen, Remy, thanks so much for spending time with us, and congratulations to you and the team, and we wish you all the best going forward, and great to see you.
Thanks for your time, too, and appreciate your help.
Very good. All the best. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, man.